Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squidbilly Bo Morgan, Allie Mack live out here at Atlanta Falcons training camp, welcoming in cornerback Mike Hughes to the show. We're going to get into really deep about this practice. Obviously, a cool crossover, but just the Falcons as a whole, man. You obviously have been around a couple of different places, seem to have found a home here. What's the relationship like between you and not only Raheem, but a lot of the coaches and other guys like AJ?
The relationship's great, man. I'm a people's guy, I would like to say. So I'm big on, creating great relationships. And that's what this game allows us to do. We got people from all walks of life just coming together for one common goal. And it's always special to, be around the guys and being able to just, do whatever or talk about whatever, whether it's football or just about life. And those are the type of relationships that you can create for a lifetime outside of just the football building. But I would like to say my relationship with everybody is great, man. I think everybody likes me. That's what they say. But, I like everybody else. So it's been great.
I might hear a guy that's played inside and outside. And there's real differences. And some people think one's harder than the other. Walk us through the differences and which one you think is actually harder to play.
Probably nickel. It's really a glorified linebacker. They got to do a lot more communicating than a corner does. Corners we get feedback from the other positions on adjustments that we might need to do sometimes. But for the most part, we're out there on the island. So it's probably more physically demanding, difficult in that aspect. But as far as like communication and assignment, nickel is probably way harder.
And when you say you're out there on an island, how hard is it at times if you feel like you maybe be a step behind to trust your technique and not kind of panic out there?
It's just all about like you really trusting your technique, just not trying anything new, doing what you practice and trying to perfect that, and just having the mindset of just bringing it every play. You can't fall asleep out there, because as soon as you do, the ball's in the air, and if you're not ready, then everybody knows how that goes at corner. So just not being able to fall asleep, trusting your technique, and just being confident.
Cornerback Mike Hughes joining us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. To follow up on that, talk to us a little bit about the relationship with yourself and a guy like Billy Bowman. Obviously, he's been brought in, I think, like you're talking about, glorified linebacker. He's been asked to do some of that box stuff. He looks built for it. I mean, he looks like he's enjoying himself out here. He's having a good camp so far. But obviously, you're a guy that playing, a number of spots. You can shed some light on that for him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can speak for all the rookies. They've come in with the mindset of just work. And that's all you can ask for. And they've taken bits and pieces of what we've given them and just trying to add it to being a pro, and just trying to teach them how to be a pro. And they've done a great job so far. And like I said, all you can ask for them is to come out here and work and just perfect their craft. And everything else will fall into place. Like, I always tell them, like, you got drafted for a reason. It's hard to make it to the league, so being able to stay and find your footing is also another thing too. So just trying to help them in that aspect, just being a pro, and like I said, just bringing it every day, making sure you're doing anything to help the team.
We are joined by Mike Hughes on the morning shift. I like to ask the fun questions. So I know we're in the thick of training camp right now. We just had our first crossover practice. But what did you do in the off season?
So I closed on a house in LA. I've been working on that for a while. That's why I usually go and train in the off season. So closed on a house. I was dealing with that pretty much the majority of the off season. But just being around family, I'm a family guy. And just kind of, having fun, really, whether it's bowling or jet skiing. I like the jet ski. I know it's dangerous, but I'm pretty good at it, so shouldn't be no worries. But, having fun and really just spending time with family.
And who are you rooming with out here?
With D. Alford, AJ, and Clark Phillips.
Who's controlling the music right now?
In the dorm room?
Yeah.
Honestly, whenever we're in there to sleep. So whenever I go in, everybody's rooms is closed. Everybody's just kind of in their own world. We see each other all day here. So once we get over there, it's pretty much sleep time. So that's how that goes.
Joined by Mike Hughes on the morning shift. I want to get back to the jet ski. What kind of jet ski you got?
What's the name of it? Do you know any brands?
I just know that, the I think Kawasaki makes one. Was it Sea-Doo makes one?
Sea-Doo. I got two Sea-Doos.
Wow. Yep.
Two Sea-Doo, the trick bike ones.
You like getting out there early in the morning or late at night when it's glass out there, right?
You talking about like when it's calm?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the best. When it's pretty rough, that's when you got to be real careful. But like you said, when it's glass, that's when you can kind of have fun with it. So,
all right, I'll go back to football real quick. How hard is it in today's game with the CBA where you guys don't practice tackling a lot? How hard is it to stay crisp on that tackling? Because you said earlier on island, and a lot of times you are, and if the guy gets the ball, you got to make the play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we got this thing called thud, and pretty much you do the same thing as if you're about to tackle somebody, you just don't bring them down. So as much as we can, we try to emphasize that. And I mean, it's really no other way to really get prepared for it. I guess the pro thud that we usually use is kind of how we get ourselves ramped up to do the real thing. But other than tackling for real, it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can't. Right. You got to get in the game and then see how you do. So
finishing up here with cornerback Mike Hughes. Look, I can't let you go without at least asking you about today's practice and some of the matchups you had out here against the Tennessee Titans. Anybody stick out? I know that we joke around Falcons legend Calvin Ridley over there, but anybody stick out? What was one of your favorite matchups today, and how do you feel like the defense did?
Obviously, really sticks out. I was ready to go against Cam Ward, see what he has. And I think he'll have a long, good career just based off of what I've seen and his confidence level. He's out there talking a little bit. So, I enjoyed that. And, they got a bunch of young guys over there that I'm not really too familiar with, but they got, some skill set that you got to pay attention to when you're out there. So, it was some pretty fun matchups, though. Obviously, like I said, Calvin Ridley and Cam Ward were definitely at the top of my list.
All right, that's cornerback Mike Hughes joining us here on the morning shift. Thanks so much, man. Good luck this year.
That is Mike Hughes, kind enough to stop by after the joint practice with the Titans yesterday. Mike, you said earlier that you could talk to him for hours. What was it about him that you enjoyed about that conversation?
Well, there's a lot of insight there, and he's one of those guys that was kind of an open book, and you can read between the lines in some of his answers, but mm-hmm. I thought Bo did a nice job, right off the rip, asking the question about playing outside corner versus playing nickel, and I thought his answer was very insightful. We are dealing with a situation where D. Alford versus Billy Bowman for the nickel spot, and he talked about how it's easier to play outside, and what's the reason he gave? He said it's because the communication. You're essentially a glorified linebacker, and he said the communication that you have to have at the nickel spot as the motions are coming at you and what have you, the communication back to the linebackers, back to the safeties, everything else, and being asked to come up and make those stops, it's just at a next level. So he opened the door on that, him talking about jet skiing on his pair of Sea-Doos and everything else.
I had fun with that.
He was great to talk to, man. We've really been lucky to get some really, really cool people to talk to this training camp, and he was definitely one of them. It was a pleasure.
It's very nice of you to give me credit on that, even though I can't take full – I'm going to be uncharacteristic of myself. I can't take full credit for that. I had the idea of that question, and I was asking you. I was like, man, I want to ask him about the difference in nickel and outside, because to be real with you, I thought he played nickel really well when he was asked to here.
I do too. He's a good tackler.
And you were like, hey, you got to ask him to walk you through it.
Yeah,
because that'll trigger for a player the detail, mm-hmm. and he did. And I had never heard. I've heard so in college they call that everybody calls that something different, and I think Billy Bowman was like the star or something they called it or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, some people. Yeah, Bama right now drives me crazy. Bama they call it the Husky, which is driving me absolutely crazy.
And you can kind of see it because those guys play in the box. And, you see a box – you think of a box safety, right? You think of a guy that is a hitter. And when he said it's like an extra linebacker spot, it kind of made me – it brought up to me the physicality that you need to be able to play with.
Right.
And I think a lot of times people hear nickel and they think – they don't think physicality because they think of a slot receiver not being physical.
Right.
But in today's game, how often do you see Drake London – who is what, a physical player, line up in the slot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it just shows you that we view the game today, I think, Mike, as a more finesse game, Allie. And I think because we don't – the running back is kind of taking a step back in recent years. It seems to be ramping up again. But so we think it's a less physical game. It's more – passing game is more finesse. But – they found a way to make the passing game, at least inside, I think maybe more physical, not from the defensive standpoint, but from the offense. Does that make sense? The offensive standpoint, the guys that are in the slot are more physical, and maybe it doesn't, and they're not getting it just they used to just get it just blown up inside.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think that, and we can go as deep into the weeds as you want to on this, but the problem is it's like you the minute you make a blanket statement about football or the NFL, the minute it's going to be wrong, because everybody's job in the NFL, if you're an offensive coordinator, is to find a way to exploit defenses. And that's what they are doing around the clock. And if they see a finesse nickel, they are going to put a power body, and they're going to attack those kind of people. If they're a box safety, if they're a star position, which it's not oranges and oranges, but it's really, really close to what you're talking about, you know, they're going to find a way to attack that. And I think that's the reason that, you know, that we look at it that way. And it's, you know, look, everybody gets lighter and faster on defense. And then what happens? It's like you say, everything always comes back around. There's more people incorporating fullbacks and H-backs and things like that. And you got the Derrick Henrys and Josh Jacobs running downhill. That's how football works.
Well, and look, we get to make our opinions known every day of every play of every game. Our listeners, they have the same opportunity. You can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace. The Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover. It's immediately following every Falcons post game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And coming up, Jordan Love has had thumb surgery. So what does that mean as far as when he can play? We're going to talk about that in the huddle. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll be back next, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.